Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry joins talks in Paris. Foreign ministers from European and Arab nations are discussing the battle against the Islamic State and efforts to foster a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Diplomats are trying to build momentum for a meeting Friday in New York that would include U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and his envoy for Syria. Secretary Kerry will use a visit to Russia Tuesday to plan for Friday's meeting of the International Syria Support Group. An official says Kerry also will discuss efforts to get full implementation of the Minsk Agreement, which includes a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine and the withdrawal of heavy weapons by both the Ukrainian government and the Russian-backed separatists. President Barack Obama says he is confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against the Islamic State. Speaking at the Pentagon Monday following a meeting with his national security team, the president said IS is losing ground.
Last month in November, we dropped more bombs on ISIL targets than any other month since this campaign started. We're also taking out ISIL leaders, commanders, and killers one by one.
Egypt issued a preliminary report on Monday saying its investigators have found no evidence of terrorism in the October 31st crash of a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula. A statement from the Civil Aviation Ministry said the investigation is continuing. State media say Turkey withdrew some of its forces from a camp outside the Iraqi city of Mosul as part of what the military official called a rearrangement. Turkish forces had been operating in Iraq, helping to train local fighters. This is VOA News. A small group of supporters of human rights lawyer Pu Zhijiang ignored intimidation from authorities and rallied outside a Beijing courtroom Monday. Pu is charged with publishing several social media messages that were critical of the government and officials. If found guilty, he could face up to 8 years in prison. France's far-right National Front Party has failed to make gains in regional elections, despite coming out on top in the first round of voting. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Despite winning 6 out of 13 regions in the first round, the party failed to gain control of any of the 13 regions in Sunday's final vote. But analyst Marta Lorimer of the London School of Economics says it was still a significant result.
In the same time, they have gained the highest number of votes in their history.
National Front leader Marine Le Pen struck a defiant tone.
Les mondialistes!
She said the global elite is acting for the dilution of France and its people in a huge worldwide melting pot. Marine Le Pen promised supporters that her party would return stronger in 2017. Henry Ridgewell, London.
A French nursery school teacher who claimed he was stabbed in his classroom by an Islamic State supporter has admitted to prosecutors he invented the story. The prosecutors are still questioning the teacher, whose injuries are not life-threatening, over why he lied. The U.S. Army announced Monday it will court-martial Sergeant Bo Bergdahl on charges of desertion and putting his fellow soldiers in danger in Afghanistan. Bergdahl spent 5 years as a prisoner of the Taliban before he was freed last year in exchange for 5 Taliban fighters held at the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. If convicted, Bergdahl could spend the rest of his life in a military prison. Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Barack Obama pledged Monday to work together to implement the recent Paris Climate Change Accord. In a phone conversation, Mr. Xi told Mr. Obama the pact agreed to Saturday charted a clear path for further international efforts. Nigerian army troops shot and killed members of a Shiite group over the weekend after the group allegedly attacked the convoy of Nigeria's army chief. The Islamic Movement of Nigeria says soldiers killed up to 300 of its members in the northern city of Zaria in Kaduna State. Other reports put the death toll much lower, at 20. World oil prices fell again Monday, dropping to lows not seen since late 2008 and early 2009. Global crude prices have been falling for months, with the latest plunge coming as Iran renewed a pledge to boost its crude exports, adding to the glut of oil on the world market. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.